Hi, greetings. This is Anne Marie McKelvey from the Mindfulness Coaching School here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We're an international school, which means we have students from all over the world, and we're able to do this because we work with the internet, with our phones, and with Zoom, which is a great communication platform where we can actually see each other in class. It's a lot of fun. This is a recording. I was just finishing up the touches to an article that I was writing for our newsletter, our monthly newsletter. And I realized what I really want to do, what I'm passionate about doing, where I got excitement was recording this. And because this is part of my 2017 intentions is to follow my passion, you know, follow my highest excitement, I thought, well, let's start now. So I put together a few thoughts and I wanted to share them with you. I think that as many of us know who live on the planet, we're experiencing some very different kinds of times right now. And how we interpret them has to do with how we project onto the world. So I wanted to address some of the thoughts that I've been putting together, very simple thoughts, but I wanted to pass them on to you. And then this Monday, which is January the 2nd, which is the first Monday of the month, we will be doing the mindfulness coaching call. And we're going to be focusing in on unpacking these thoughts a little bit more thoroughly. But for right now, here they are. Keep each day simple. Stay in alignment. Keep each day simple. Stay in alignment. Create and live in high vibratory environments. Move with the highest vibratory frequency. It's always your choice what vibratory frequency you're coming from. Breathe in the air, and in my case, breathe in that high desert air, that mountain air. Smile with the skies. Get underneath the skies and look up and just smile at them. Whew. Keep the candle lit. Keep the candle lit. Trust the collective. Trust the collective of all ages. Keep your life diverse with people and of ages. Abstain from the news. Abstain from the news. Question what your beliefs believe and how they might rule your life. Question what your beliefs believe. Trust and follow the breadcrumbs of the multiverse, because there is no longer a universe, it's a multiverse. Trust and follow the breadcrumbs of the multiverse. And adhere to the permission slips to love whoever we choose. Let the barriers melt. Let the love prevail. Let the love melt all challenges that seem impossible. And walk away from the collective planetary fear. Walk into the alignment of love and wisdom. Repeat. Walk away from the collective planetary fear. Walk into the alignment of love and wisdom. And this is on all levels. It's not just through words that we hear. It's also just in our meditations. Our meditations might feel a little bit different, a little odd these days. So walk into the alignment of love consciously. Choose that. Choose to walk away from the collective planetary fear. So on all levels, so these are some of the thoughts I wanted to share with you. 2017 is going to be an epic year for our school. Those of us who are involved in it are trying to determine how large we want it, because in many ways we like it this size. It's a small school. And so as we align the school with our lives, we're looking at how best to move forward, because we still want to live a life of contemplation. A life of mindfulness, a life of kindness, and taking all that to the streets because, as you know, we need to do that. So the list above that I just shared is very important to me. And I've noticed more and more that there's a robotic-like behavior that's coming forth within many peoples around our planet. It's like a brainwashing where we receive from each other. I can't just blame the media, although the media does have a lot to do with it. But there's a brainwashing that dulls our spirit, that leads us into a little bit of like Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. I don't know if you've read that yet, but if you haven't, do. And it's a lens of viewing our lives in a certain way. So watch how you're letting certain thoughts perhaps rule you. And perhaps notice then what those thoughts believe and if those are your true beliefs. So be conscious of those thoughts. You're always choosing the thought that you want to believe. So make it conscious. Because as I said before, I've been witnessing this robotic-like behavior, and I'm sure many of you have also. And it's a spiritless behavior. And it results in a disconnection between ourselves, between you and me, between our beloveds, and inside of ourselves. So again, keep each day simple, stay in alignment, create and live in high vibratory environments, move with the highest vibratory frequency, breathe in the air deeply, use your breath to self-regulate, and in some cases to down-regulate. Use that inhale, use that exhale. Smile with the skies. Get right up there. Let that smile come forward. And as Brother David Steindl Ross says, sometimes it's an invisible smile. People can feel it, but they can't quite see it. And then, of course, keep the candle lit as a reminder of the light. Trust the collective, abstain from the news, question what your beliefs believe, trust and follow the breadcrumbs of this multiverse. Adhere to the permission slips to love whoever you want to love. Walk away from the collective planetary fear. Walk into the alignment of love and wisdom and repeat it as often as possible. So this is the inspired writing. That's what I call it. It's called Yes. And it's by a man that I worked with in India for many, many years. His name is Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. He's also known as Osho. Much controversy around this man. And I must say, I got the best of him. He was pretty phenomenal with me. This is how it goes. Yes. Prayer consists of only one single word. That is the meaning of Amen. It means yes. If you have said yes with your total heart, you have said all that can be said. If you can say yes with your total heart, you are in celebration. If you can say yes to existence, you have arrived. Get deeper and deeper into yes. Say yes to each and everything. Say yes to good and bad, to day and night, to summer, to winter. Say yes to success and to failure. Say yes to life and death. Forget everything else. Just remember one word, yes. And it can transform your whole being. It can become a radical change, a revolution. Yes is all that is meant by prayer. People pray with so many words, meaningless. Just one word is enough. Yes. 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 Just breathe into that. Yes. And notice how your body feels. Let yourself become excited in witnessing a world that's filled with yes for all beings. May this be possible. And many blessings to you. Aho.